of the gym, and I thought I'd share with you a very short poem that for me is full of meaning. It's to do with, we pile on all reasons why God shouldn't love me, and God says, but I do. And it's like a sort of game of tennis. You'll find in this poem, it's 15 love, 30 love, 40 love, game, set and match to the Lord. So I'll take the poem slowly and then I'll recite it as a whole at the end. It begins, it's by George Herbert. The Lord, love bade me welcome. Imagine us bouncing into the Lord's presence, you see. Hi, Jim. And as we look at him, we're confident. But when we start thinking of ourselves, we start getting depressed. It's like when somebody is learning to swim. Come to me, says the person who's teaching us. And we're looking at the person, you see. Once we realise, gosh, I am out of my depth, I, we start sinking. So in the storm on the Sea of Galilee, the Lord said to Peter, come to me. Peter, you know, started moving towards the Lord, but as soon as he started thinking of himself, he started sinking. Love bade me welcome. Yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin. So having gone to the Lord in first gear, forward, we crash the gears back into neutral and start reversing, as if the Lord's saying, hey, Jim, what's wrong? I've got a bad smell or something, you should run away. Oh, but quick-eyed love, observing me grow slack from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me, sweetly questioning if I lacked anything. So the Lord says, you know, Jim, why'd you run away from me? Like Adam in the bushes, you see. Adam went rushing off to the bushes. When the Lord found him, he said, oh, I forgot my fig leaf. And God said, who gave you a dirty mind? I made you starkers. I love you, starkers. You see, Adam was actually too proud to admit that God still loved him. He thought his sin was too big for God to forgive. And what's more, he accused God, you don't love me. That's a terrible thing to say to the one who loves us. Because it blocks any love coming in, you see. And his motive was chastity. Oh, such a modest person. It was pride parading as chastity, modesty. So we start going into reverse. A guest, I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he. Now we start piling on the agony. What, I, the ungrateful. Oh, my dear, I cannot look on thee, so take my glasses off. Make myself blind, you see. I can't look on you. Because I made myself blind, love took my hand. Smiling did reply, but who made the eyes but I? We've been given eyes to see him. Now, in this life, we dare not see him as he is, because it would just blow our retinas. When Moses had a glimpse of God, he had to put on Polaroids. And the next time God went by, he tucked Moses into a little crack in the rock. Because if we saw God as he really is, it's just too much, as the Americans would say, too much. It's only veiled in flesh the Godhead see now. We can only see him veiled in each other. I mentioned before that our Lord's body was his modesty clothes. He only unzipped once at the Transfiguration. And Peter went bananas, you know, let's build high-rise flats here, went crazy. Because we can't see God's glory and survive in this life. We only see him veiled in each other, in flesh. Guest, I said, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he. Now we start piling on the agony. What, I? No, notice the I. The unkind, the ungrateful. Oh, my dear, I cannot look on thee, you see. So love took my hand and smiling did reply, but who made the eyes but I? And it's only if we see him veiled in flesh here in this world that one day we might see him as he is. We see him in each other, especially in the weak and the poor, and the pitiable, and the little, in the little things. O truth, Lord, but I've marred them. Let my guilt go where it dust as earth. Talk about piling on the agony. By the way, it's 30 all now. He's winning. Know you not, says love, who bore the blame? Oh, help. Okay. Oh, then I'll surf. You know, give me dustpan and brush. Give me a drying up cloth and I'll go into the scullery in heaven. You must sit down and taste my meat, says love. So I did sit and eat. He wore me down. He wants to serve me. He wants to sit me down. And he wants to serve me. Now, to me, this is what the sacrament of reconciliation is about. I pile on all the reasons why he shouldn't love me. He says, I still love you. But I did this on the 49 bus, still love you. I did this on the Sabbath, still love you. He's going to win game, set and match. And so all revelation is a dialogue, according to Paul VI, who I hope will be canonized one day. Wonderful man, that Pope. He kept the church together after the council. He's going to win. So here's the poem by George Herbert. Love bade me welcome, yet my soul drew back, guilty of dust and sin, but quick-eyed love. Observing me grow slack from my first entrance in, drew nearer to me sweetly, questioned if I lacked anything. A guest, I answered, worthy to be here. Love said, you shall be he. What, I? The unkind, ungrateful. Oh, my dear, I cannot look on thee. But love took my hand, and smiling did reply, who made the eyes but I? O truth, Lord, but I've marred them. Let my guilt go where it doth deserve. Know you not, says love, who bore the blame? My dear, then I'll serve. Oh no, you'll sit down, says love, and taste my meat. So I did sit and eat. Alleluia. Amen. He'll win. Game, set and match.